O God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth, O God the Son, Redeemer of the world, O God the Holy Spirit, Sanctifier of the faithful, O Holy, Blessed, and Glorious Trinity, one God, have mercy upon us. Remember not, Lord Jesus, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forebears, neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord, spare your people, whom you have redeemed with your most precious blood, and by your mercy preserve us forever. Spare us, good Lord. From all evil and wickedness, from sin, from the works and assaults of the devil, from your wrath and everlasting condemnation, from all blindness of heart, from pride, vanity, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all lack of charity, from all disordered and sinful affections, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil, good Lord, deliver us. From all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of your word and commandments, from lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and flood, from plague, pestilence, and famine, from all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity and submission to the law, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, by the sending of the Holy Spirit, by your heavenly intercession, and by your coming again in power and great glory, in all times of tribulation, in all times of prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, good Lord, deliver us. We sinners beseech you to hear us, O Lord God, that it may please you to rule and govern your holy church, universal in the right way, to illumine all bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of your word, and that, both by their preaching and living, they may show it accordingly, to send forth laborers into your harvest, to prosper their work by your Holy Spirit, to make your saving health known unto all nations, and to hasten the coming of your kingdom. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord. To give all your people increase of grace to hear your word with humility, to receive it with pure affection, and to bring forth the fruit of the Holy Spirit. To bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived. To give us a heart to love and fear you and diligently to keep your commandments. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord. To bless and keep all your people, that it may please you to rule the hearts of your servants, Donald Trump, the president, and all others in authority, that they may do justice and show mercy and walk humbly before you. To bless and guide all judges, giving them grace to execute justice and to maintain truth. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord. To bless and keep our armed forces by sea and land and air, and to shield them in all dangers and adversities. To bless and protect all who serve their communities by their labor and learning. To give and preserve for us and for others the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that at the harvest we may all enjoy them. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord. To make wars to cease in all the world, and to give to all nations unity, peace, and concord, that it may please you to show mercy on all prisoners and captives, refugees, the homeless, and the hungry, and all those who are desolate and oppressed. To preserve all who are in danger by reason of their work or travel, we beseech you to hear us, good Lord. To strengthen the bonds of those in holy matrimony, to uphold the widowed and abandoned, and to comfort all whose homes are torn by strife, to protect the unborn and their parents, and to preserve all women in childbirth, to care for those who have lost children or face infertility, and to provide for young children and orphans, we beseech you to hear us, good Lord. To visit the lonely and those who grieve, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, and to comfort with your presence those who are failing and infirm, to support, help, and deliver all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to have mercy upon all people, we beseech you to hear us, good Lord. That it may please you to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sin, negligence, and ignorance, and to endue us with the grace of your Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to your holy word, to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to strengthen those who stand, to encourage the faint-hearted, to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord. To grant to all the faithful departed eternal life and peace, to grant that in the fellowship of all the saints we may attain to your heavenly kingdom. Son of God, we beseech you to hear us. Son of God, we beseech you to hear us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. O Christ, hear us. O Christ, hear us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, show us your love and mercy, for we have put our trust in you. Almighty God, you have promised to hear the petitions of those who ask in the name of your Son. Mercifully incline your ear to us who have made our prayers and supplications to you, and grant that what we have asked faithfully according to your will, we may obtain effectually. For the relief of our necessities and the setting forth of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.